This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for proportional category of November 20 elections. Delivery of ballot papers begins from Province 1 and Madhya Province. Recent floods and landslides displaced over 10,000 people in Karnali Province. Dengue infection spreads to all 77 districts in Nepal. Nearly 39,000 cases of dengue reported since mid-July. And Turkey's mine explosion kills 40 people. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has begun to deliver the printed ballot papers under the proportional category for the November 20 federal and provincial elections. The Commission has begun delivery from Province 1 and Madhya Province. According to the Commission, under the proportional category, the printed ballot papers have been sent to 18 districts so far. And 20,421,000 ballot papers have been printed for the proportional category under the House of Representatives. Similarly, 1.7 million ballot papers have been printed for the first-past-the-post electoral system. The recent floods and landslides have displaced 10,714 people in Karnali Province. According to the Karnali Province Police Office in Surkhet, 5,282 people have been displaced in Mugu District alone. Similarly, 1,720 households have been displaced by the floods and landslides in Karnali Province. Likewise, 20 people have been killed in the floods and landslides and 20 are still missing. The dengue infection has spread to all 77 districts in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, 47 people died of dengue infection in the country so far. Similarly, 38,918 cases of dengue have been confirmed in the country since mid-July. Meanwhile, 52 more COVID-19 cases were reported in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 1,763 samples. The total number of active corona cases now stands at 667 in the country. The Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has directed a strict adherence to the Election Code of Conduct. At a meeting of the District Election Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee in Pokhara today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia asked to file complaints about the violation of Code of Conduct with the Election Commission. Thapalia asked the District Code of Conduct monitoring officers to seek clarification within 24 hours from the election candidates if they were found breaching the Code of Conduct. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the present coalition is for the protection of constitution rather than winning elections. Addressing the senior cadres, assembly and training organized by the ruling coalition in Gorkha today, Chairman Prachanda said the present coalition was false, as the constitution itself was at the risk. CPN Mao Center leader Barsamaan Poon has said that Nepali Congress and CPN Mao Center should meaningfully collaborate to take the protracted transitional justice to a logical conclusion. At a press conference organized by the coalition partners in Rolpa District headquarters in Libang today, leader Poon said backlog of peace process would not be completed without collaboration between the Nepali Congress and Mao Center. Former Minister Poon also claimed that they were successful in forging coalition in all electoral constituencies across the country amidst uncertainty on electoral partnership. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel has stated that political stability and good governance is imperative for the lasting democracy. At an interaction program organized in Tanahu today, NC senior leader Paudel said that the plots were on the way to weaken democracy in the country. He further said that the electoral alliance of the ruling parties was not for the regime but for maintaining good governance, stability and discouraging corruption. A two-day-long Kalinga literary festival has kicked off in Kathmandu today with the objective of promoting art, culture and literature. Inaugurating the festival, Vice-Chancellor of Nepal Academy, Dr. Jagman Grung, shed lights on the contributions made by the literary figures to establish linkages between Nepal and Indian civilizations. On the occasion, culture expert Satya Mohan Joshi from Nepal and poet Ashok Bajpayee from India were honored with SSP Literary Award. However, Joshi could not attend the ceremony due to his health issues. Now is sports news. Tribhuvan Army Club is leading the medal tally in the ongoing 9th National Games in Pokhara with 18 medals including 5 gold, 6 silver and 7 bronze respectively. Bagmati Province is in the second position with 8 medals including 4 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze medal. Similarly, APF Club is in the third position with 13 medals including 2 gold, 4 silver and 7 bronze medals. Likewise, Police Club is following the fourth position with 1 gold medal. 6,157 athletes are competing under the 11 teams in national games that will last for the 20th of October. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. 40 people are now thought to have died following an explosion in a coal mine in northern Turkey, the country's interior minister says. He earlier said 58 people had been rescued from the mine and over a dozen remained trapped. According to the BBC, around 110 people were in the mine at the time of blast on Friday, almost half of them over 300 meters deep. And emergency crews worked throughout the night digging through the rock to try to reach more survivors. The cause of the blast is not known yet. The United States is to send Ukraine an additional $725 million package of weapons and other military assistance. The White House said this as Washington added to a flurry of aid announcements from European allies this week, amid Russia's renewed missile attacks on Kiev and other targets. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement on Friday that the aid follows in the wake of Russia's brutal missile attacks on civilians across Ukraine. Blinken said later in a tweet, as Ukrainian defenders pushed back Russian forces, the U.S. stands united with Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission completes printing ballot papers for proportional category of November 20 elections. Delivery of ballot papers begins from Province 1 and Madhya Province. Recent floods and landslides displaced over 10,000 people in Karnali Province. Dengue infection spreads to all 77 districts in Nepal. Nearly 39,000 cases of dengue reported since mid-July. And Turkey's mine explosion kills 40 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.